The Eurythmics, a Triple M Jane Day for breakfast, 98.7 Mackay, 92.3 in the Witch Sundays. Live thanks to North Jacqueline Honda, 7-year warranty on a range of vehicles. It'd be pretty hard to try and sell a car from home, right?
Oh, look, you'd have to have a lot of really good virtual reality goggles to sit inside the car and everything else.
Obviously, a lot of people are going to start working from home as of this week.
Yeah.
To try and reduce the spread of this COVID-19.
You wouldn't want your doctor to do elective surgery on you.
No.
Not from home anyway.
They're doing doctor calls now, though.
I have seen that, yes. I mean, a lot of that stuff is just face-to-face stuff anyway. You can do that. But, yeah, doing the surgery, different story.
So if you're not lucky enough to be working from home... When I say lucky, I think there's going to be people out there going, no, I'd prefer to be at work to get away from everything at home. What is your job? What are you doing? 13, 27, 10.
Well, we'll start off with Mick and Nora Lee, mate. What do you do?
We paint car parks, roads, just around the whole of Queensland, buddy.
That would be really hard to do sitting at home.
It would be hard doing it sitting at home, mate, but...
Someone would do it. Are you talking about the line markings?
Yeah, mate.
What is that big flame thing that you've got that comes out of the bottom of that round thing? What is that?
What round thing? Sorry, okay, bud.
It's good to see the J's on the ball here.
You see when they put the lines down on the road, there's a big flame thing that comes out after, I don't know.
We do a whole diversity of lines, mate. So there's a whole heap of machinery that we do use. I drive the truck that actually paints the roads itself.
Ah, right. Okay.
Do you ever get the urge to paint squiggly lines and just really screw with people's heads or what?
Nah, mate. Try not to.
Yeah. Well, there's a challenge for you.
It costs money to fix those things, mate. You don't want to upset the boss.
All you've got to say is I had to swerve something on the road. That's all it is, Mick. You're welcome.
Sandy's on the road at the moment. Sandy, what do you do for a living?
I work in job active recruitment.
Oh, right. So you got? Do you have to do it from your office or work? From home.
From our office. We're linked to Centrelink, so...
Ah, right. Well, you'd be full on with work at the moment, hey? All of these people have just been laid off?
Absolutely, but it's really heartbreaking at the same time.
Oh, I can imagine, yeah. Like, there's some raw emotions going on at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if somebody's listening and they need to contact Centrelink, do you suggest any sort of agency like that to line up or just go online?
Go online. Yeah, right. Do not come to the offices.
Okay. Because it's probably... And they've got a callback service, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
All right. Well, we've got people looking after us. Yeah. Thanks for the call.
Yeah. Look, we've got one more here from Dolphin Heads. Phil, mate, what do you do for a crust?
We deliver the dairy farmers' milk all around the area.
Oh, that's pretty essential.
Well, yeah. Nobody liked it when the supermarkets ran out with the panic buying, did they?
Mm. Well, yeah, you're right, because, we need our milk.
Did you see an increase of milk around those? Serious question. Like, were people buying that left, right and centre?
The supermarket volumes went up. The what we call the route volumes were a bit all over the place because the coffee shops were badly hit.
Yeah.
Some were up, some were down.
So you actually get out in the truck and do that? You go and deliver the milk and everything, or do you do it from the office or what?
Well, I try to avoid getting in the truck if I can.
Right.
But I got a really good bunch of employees that do the job well for us.
Yeah. So you're the boss.
What's it like being a milkman? Because you know the stories about the milkman, eh?
I get the blame for everything.
Holy nuts!